This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has pleaded guilty to a single felony charge for publishing U.S. military secrets in a deal with Justice Department prosecutors that secures his liberty and concludes a drawn-out legal saga that raised divisive questions about press freedom and national security. The plea was entered on Wednesday morning in federal court in Saipan, the capital of the Northern Mariana Islands, a U.S. commonwealth in the Pacific. Kenyan President William Ruto said on Tuesday security was his utmost priority after protests against a bill to raise taxes descended into deadly violence. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Scenes of chaos in Nairobi on Tuesday after protests against higher taxes turned deadly. Video showed some bodies lifeless in the street after police fired on demonstrators trying to storm the legislature, killing at least five people and wounding dozens more.
Mr. Speaker, sir, I'm here to address you.
Footage obtained by Reuters showed some protesters inside Kenya's National Assembly chamber demanding the resignation of Kenya's President William Ruto. In a televised address to the nation, Ruto said the security of Kenyans remained his utmost priority and blamed the violence on, quote, dangerous criminals.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The threat of famine continues across the Gaza Strip as long as the war continues and humanitarian access remains restricted despite some more aid arriving in northern areas, a global hunger monitor said on Tuesday.
In the southern governance, the situation deteriorated following the renewal of hostilities in early May. A high and sustained risk of famine persists.
Maximo Torrio, chief economist